Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress Help Desk podcast. I'm going to be your host for the next 15 minutes as we dive into the most important news and views about WordPress. Tell your friends about our new format and time slot and bookmark our website at mywphelpdesk.com to always have the access to all of our archives and services. Hi, this is Ken Freeman, and this year's podcast is going to become a minimalist by design, meaning no fluff, no stuffing, no fillers, just rock-solid WordPress content from only the best sources. So here's what you can expect in the new year. Over the next 15 minutes, you're going to have all the news about WordPress so that you can keep up with today with what's happening in this ever-changing world of WordPress. Next, in our WordPress focus, we're going to always focus on some element of using WordPress to help you better make use of your WordPress install. And we'll be wrapping up this podcast, a review of actual WordPress websites in use. Now, if you would wish to have a WordPress question answered, you will always be able to email support@webstore.com or call me at 214-703-0505. So, in the interest of keeping this podcast on schedule, let's get started. In the news this week, from WPTavern.com, the Mailbag plugin offers dead simple email subscription form. Mailbag is not a new plugin, but it is one of those convenient tools that you're going to want to bookmark if you build a WordPress site that requires email subscription forms. This plugin makes it very easy to add a MailChimp or Campaign Monitor email form to posts and pages using a shortcode. If you have your MailChimp or Campaign Monitor API handy, then you can just add your email subscription form in under a minute. Paste in the key, select your list, and customize your button text. The flexibility for styling the forms is what sets this plugin apart. You can opt to use the built-in minimal mailbag styling or allow your theme to dictate the style. If you choose to disable the default style, the usage tab on the plugin settings outlines CSS classes that you will want to customize. There's a new plugin that restores lost functionality in WordPress. Over time, features and user interface elements in WordPress have been either removed or deprecated or hidden from view. And this usually occurs after a significant amount of discussion. Since WordPress is used by so many people, even a small percentage of users who depend on those specific features is a significant amount. And thankfully, in most cases, features can be restored by using a hook, action, or filter. But this sounds a little bit too difficult for the simple user, you know, the base user of a WordPress, and so they should consider using the new Restore Lost Functionality plugin developed by Coded Art. As the name suggests, the plugin restores the functionality removed or hidden from view. In its current state, it has three options. The features it can restore varies upon the version of the WordPress you're using. So check it out. That's Restore Lost Functionality. Now, in theme news, Real Light, spelled R-E-Y-L-L-I-T-E, Real Light, a free ultra-minimalist WordPress theme, Sarah Gooding writes, "If you are looking for a blog design that emphasizes the words of your content without the requirement for a big, flashy, featured image, Real Light is a super minimalist option. It's one of the most bare-bones blogging themes to hit WordPress.org in the recent weeks. And throughout 2015, last year, the single-column centered layout had been the mainstay of the WordPress theme designs that catered to active bloggers. Real Light is a perfect example of this, with its homepage stripped down to posts, titles, excerpts, and minimal post metadata. No featured images are required to make this design work. Single post with a large title, colorful tags and categories with previous and next post title navigation below the content. The theme includes the customizer options that allow you to select the header image, the background image color, the header text color, and so forth. Now, for other news, you can always check out our main sources over at wptavern.com and wordpress.planet.org. Well, in this week's WordPress Focus, I want to focus on the highly popular story theme. The story theme is the creation of the Pexito themes. It can be found over at themeforest.com, and if you research story-creative responsive multi-purpose theme, at about $59 to purchase the theme, it's going to include quality that has been checked by Envato. It includes all future updates. It includes 6 months of support from Pexito. And this support includes availability to the author to answer questions, answering technical questions about the item's features, assistance with reported bugs and issues, and help with third-party assets. I was impressed to see that Story had been downloaded about 8,796 times and is a 5-star rated theme on ThemeForest. Story is a sharp, modern, and clean WordPress theme. The theme is very flexible, and it comes with very awesome features, such as the things that you would expect with like Divi or something. Full screen sliders, custom headers, custom background sections, complete full screen video, which make it perfect for showcasing and selling your work or showing your products. Story WordPress theme is a multi-purpose theme that can be used for just about any kind of website, whether it's a creative portfolio, photography, products, corporate, or business sites. Now, Story has a number of great features I think any one of us that are building WordPress sites would like. Full retina-ready images, full screen content sliders, full screen background images and sections just like Divi, pricing table, services tables, image sliders, grid layouts, multiple button sizing. Story is a creative and a fully responsive WordPress theme that can be used for many, many different types of purposes. As I say, it's modern, it's sharp, and it's clean, and it's got a package that's giving you such great features, including those custom headers and custom backgrounds and custom sections, that these are perfect for using for any type of e-commerce or showcasing products or showing your products or services. It's combined with parallax animations and responsive design, and Story can give your visitors exceptional viewing experiences across all devices. There is a comprehensive admin panel that comes with different options to help you customize the colors, layouts, styles, fonts, and other element designs easily. And of course, since discovering Story, I've personally used Story on now over 30 major website projects. I have found it very easy to use, fast to set up, easy to customize to any preferences, and much of the customization lies strictly in the CSS customizations and using the WordPress editor to add the grid, to add the backgrounds, to add the pricing tables that you need. So I love the fact that it is such an easy theme to use. It's logical, and it is intuitive in the way you can just add these elements with no thought. I love the fact that it is also found with the sister child theme, so that for Story, it is always installed with that child theme being ready to roll. Now, I have seen Story pass through some 6 upgrades. Just as WordPress has been updated each time, Story updates, and I feel very safe that it is an example that of a rock-solid theme. You know, when my servers were upgraded to a higher PHP version, we noticed that a number of sites crashed due to an older themes use of a PHP INI that called for older PHP. We also had several sites break, surprisingly, because of W3 total cache. Yet not one of my story installs failed. When the 4.4 hit, the sites that had story, not one of them faltered at all. Not one of them showed any sign of breaking. Now, I have used story for a photographer's site, a number of nonprofit pregnancy center sites, even a couple of wallpaper design setups, and an e-commerce site using Magento for a technical site, and one using WooCommerce, along with most of my own business sites. So the bottom line of this particular WordPress focus for this week's podcast is that I recommend Story because it works like a champ. In a side-by-side setup, I found that I could do much more with the full-screen banners, full-screen video, changing the title, adding the header, using full parallax running pricing tables and backgrounds, as was directly compared to the setup of Divi. I also tried it with Divi Builder, and I found that Story had me up and running with a site that looked like what I wanted. It was easier, it was faster to do it with Story than even with Divi, yet both offered many of the same functions. So I want to commend Texaco for their fine work and recommend this theme to many of my clients. And now, let's move to our closing segment as we review a recent site creation. The site is called smpcc.org. This is the client website for the Smoky Mountain Pregnancy Care Center, a nonprofit located up in Franklin and Cullowhee, North Carolina. We use the story theme to allow the front page to tell their core service or story while accenting every service with its own detail page. The use of story meant that I was able to create the basic site in less than 2 days and kept their budget very low. One feature portion of the website was for clients still in school or nearby colleges. And using Google's directional layout maps, we provided them with a list of nearby colleges showcasing the walking and driving directions and average times to their medical services center. The result has been an increased ultrasound appointments and pregnancy test appointments for both of their centers, and they are proud of their new website, and I'm proud to say that we created it for them. It's hosted on Hosting-Master's incredibly fast web servers, and we have optimized this site, optimized for SEO and performance. We used WP Smushit for all image optimizations. All images were licensed images from iStockPhoto.com. They used Yoast SEO to manage all the content to green settings for all pages. And we carefully crafted their content to be keyword concentric while emotionally emoting the benefit to the viewer and the potential patient. The site is called smpcc.org. Now, remember to support our sponsors, Hosting-Master.com and WP-SiteMakers.com. Remember, if you need a website to be managed or maintained, ask for Site-Keeper.com. If you need a website created, WP-SiteMakers.com. And if you need a site hosted, Hosting-Master.com. Now remember to subscribe while you're here and bookmark our podcast at mywphelpdesk.com. Now, thanks for listening to my WordPress Help Desk, and until next Saturday at 9 a.m., this is your host, Ken Freeman, telling you that WordPress rocks. See you next week, same time, right here at Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Health.